Welcome to episode 2 of Books and Cake, the podcast.
Woo! Books and Cake, Books and Cake, Books and Cake.
We've already had the intro.
Nah.
But yeah, thank you for that. That was great. That was probably the most enthusiastic, like, welcome section I've had.
Is it?
Just like, yeah, great. I'm like, thank you for your
kill me now.
Thank you for your participation. I will give you cake, I promise. So, my guest this week is my lovely friend, Chloe.
Who says I'm your friend?
yeah, that was great. Thank you so much. I really hope we are friends, because...
I'm running out.
Yeah. Okay, so, to start off, what is your favourite book?
Favorite, just the singular book or
it
the series?
It can be a series or a book.
The Iron Fae by Julie. I can't say her surname because it's like Japanese, and I'm like, what?
I've never heard of it. I have to say
it is niche, but there's like 12 books in it.
Wow. Okay. The biggest series I read was.
I said 12. I don't think that is.
Well, I've read like the Roman Mystery series, which is like 15 or like 17 books. Is like a really long series. It's quite good.
Yeah.
When I like what I remember reading of them, but yeah,
it is by Julie Kagawa, and there's
Kagawa
2, 3, 2.5, 2.6, 4, 4.9, 5, 6, there's actually 7, but there's like mini novellas.
Oh yeah.
Which are my favourites because they're stupid.
What's it actually about?
Girl. I can't think. I can't remember. Girl has no dad, has a mum. Her child brother gets kidnapped by fairy, spelled F-A-E-R-Y. And she goes back to find him. Her friend Robbie Goodfellow turns out to be Robin Goodfellow, or Puck, as he's more commonly known. Then she finds out she's actually the daughter of the King of the Summer Fae. And also a part Iron Fae.
Okay.
Which kills everyone else. And we just follow their stories on from there.
Lovely. So it's like fantasy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantasy. Okay.
And people bone twice.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What, in each book or like?
No, not in every single book.
I hope not.
There's twice in the whole series.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Twice is okay in the whole series.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, yeah, I've not heard of it. I probably like recognize the covers. Mm. I'm quite nerdy in that way. I'll be like, oh yeah, I know that cover. Cause, yeah, no, it's, I've got too many books. I've only got 2 books to read left for the podcast, which is quite good. But apart from that, I've been very bad at reading. It's not good. Okay, and now on to the cake part of the Books and Cake. Now, in each episode, I ask my guest before the podcast, obviously, what type of what is their favourite cake? And you originally said sponge.
I was having a weird day that day. I was just obsessed with sponge at the time, and then I was like, wait, no, that is incorrect.
And it is...
lemon drizzle.
Love a lemon drizzle. My work does a really good lemon drizzle.
Ooh.
Which I kind of was a bit obsessed with when I first started there, then realised I couldn't have lemon drizzle cake twice in a weekend and substitute it for my lunch, so I was like, yeah, I just gotta go for something a bit healthier, like a scone or something.
So much healthier.
Bear in mind that the scone probably has like chocolate or something. But it's savoury, kind of. Yeah, so I've been away for a few days, so I was like, oh yeah, I'll make the cake. And then it turned into, okay, I'll buy the cake. And then I went into JG Ross, which is like a local baker's kind of place. And I'm explaining for the listeners.
I don't care.
But I like went in, you're like, okay, so they don't have like cupcakes or something.
No.
Did they have anything lemon? The only thing they had lemon was one lemon slice, so I was like,
oh, I just suspected a lemon.
No!
And I was like, no, lemons!
I was like, where is all our lemon stuff? So I like saw the lemon slice, so I was like, okay, I'll just buy a lemon slice. And I was like, no, because then if I can't find anything else, then I'll have to buy something else. So I bought a Yum Yum as well. Because I was like, I can't just walk out, because she's like spotted me, and I was like the only person in the shop. I was like, I can't walk out here just kind of going, you don't have anything lemon, bye. So
bye.
Then my mum went in the co-op and found a lemon cake, and I was like, oh, that's good.
Thank you.
And then she's like, oh, can I have the lemon slice? And I'm like, go for it. I don't need it anymore. So that is the story of how lazy I am.
Wow.
Yes. So we're going to go away and eat some cake, and then we will be back to talk about our book of the week. She's just making noises, I promise.
We've stuffed our faces.
We have enjoyed some lovely co-op lemon drizzle cake, which was quite sticky.
Hashtag
actually.
Not sponsored.
But if you would like to sponsor me, that would be great, thanks. So, on to the book of the week. So, each week we have a new book, which is from a different genre each week, and that is our book of the week. So,
yay!
I need like an applause sound, just like the yay! Sound like a talk show, that would be great.
No, it'll sound like Friends.
Oh. What the?
No, bagged laughter.
Oh. Isn't it canned laughter?
Bag canned, who gives a goddamn?
Tubbed laughter.
Yes.
Margarine tubbed laughter.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Well, this week's book of the week is The Potion Diaries by Amy Allward. I really hope I'm saying your name correctly. If I'm not, I'm sorry.
She's probably not listening to this.
Maybe. Hopefully not.
No. Because we're about to slag off her book.
Not completely. No, this is a fantasy. Is it fantasy? I don't know.
Is this the real life?
Or is this just a fantasy? It is. My sticky note says it. This is fantasy. I read this before when I was a lot younger, probably about 4 or 5 years ago. When did this book
oh,
come out?
I thought
out?
You said you were 4 years old.
No, I wasn't 4 years old. Let's look, because I bought it when it just recently came out. 2015, 3 years ago. I was
bad math.
I can math. So that was 3 years ago. So I think my perspective from a 15-year-old
is like, this is the best thing ever.
And my perspective now, I'm kind of like, yeah, it's a good book. I just, like, I never bothered to read the rest of the series because I was like, sure. I thought it was a single book.
I thought it was a single book. When I looked it up, I was like, all right.
No, because you get to the end and then you're like, ah, what? They've not wrapped it up. Or like, or you're like, okay, that's fine.
The ending's
like,
so rushed.
And then all of a sudden it's like, The Potion Diaries, Book 2, coming July 2016. A deadly disease, a long-lost cure, a ruthless enemy. And you're like, really? I went through all of that just to get told there's another book to read. So, yeah, I wasn't... So, basically, this is all about Samantha Kemi, who is an alchemist, which is like someone who mixes potions and all that stuff. So the Princess of Nova, which is like the place it's set in, ends up accidentally poisoning herself with a love potion which was meant for her crush, Zayn.
Zayn Malik.
It's not Zayn Malik. It's a different spelling. Z-A-I-N.
Malik.
No! I don't even remember what his last name is.
Aster.
Aster? So basically, her family is called to the Wild Hunt,
mm-hmm.
which is basically like a game in a way, for, or like a quest for different
rare ingredients.
People to gather ingredients to try and find a cure to save the princess. So this is all about her doing that and trying to restore her family's reputation in a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And get that sweet muns.
Oh yeah, because they get it's like a cash prize and they get like other things by winning it. So yeah. Your favorite scene was when she gets comforted by her dad after the thingy. I thought that was quite nice because it was. I thought it was just quite a cool chapter as well, because everything's been like
hectic
so far, and like. The fact she was, like, above the branches and everything and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden, I think it was it's like she got to the point that she was, like, oh, I could get this flower and then that would help to do this. Or she was kind of thinking more of a...
While I'm up here, get this rare ingredient.
Yes. Which was... kind of unusual. She was kind of being more of a finder. Are they called finders?
Yep, finders.
Which are like the people who specialize in finding these rare ingredients and all this stuff. But I thought it was nice that her dad and her had this little moment where she was kind of like, well, this is a bit more dangerous than I thought it was going to be.
I nearly died!
And then her dad's like, you're nearly there! I believe in you! Kind of bit. I'm not sure what my favourite scene was. Who's your favourite character then?
Well, I didn't really have one. Despite him being very minor, I quite like David.
David...
He had no surname. He was just a news reporter.
Oh, the news reporter! Yeah, he is good. I quite like the granda as well.
Yeah, but he was also a bit of a grumpy sod. I was just like, shush.
Yeah. He's okay. I thought the finder was quite good.
Kate?
I don't remember. Kirsty.
Kirsty, I was close. Kirsty,
nearly. I quite liked her. I thought she was good.
Very sassy.
I quite like... Zane and Sammy's back and forth kind of bits, but I don't really understand where their original like friendship comes. That makes sense.
Well, that would take me to why I'm upset about Over the Book, but we'll get to that later.
Yes, because I understand he's like this popular guy and everything, and he goes to this fancy school and all this other stuff, but. Mm. Like, I know books aren't supposed to reflect real life and all that jazz, but at the same time...
And all that jazz.
Woo! But, like, if you had, like, a popular person come into, like, a shop that you work at, you would be kind of, like, mumbly in that way and be kind of, like, try and keep it to very minimum chatty kind of stuff. And especially... It's a bit too nicey for not really knowing each other.
They kind of did know each other.
They did know each other, but...
I think they went to the same school.
Yeah. But, like,
And he was very disappointed in her project. He was like, I expected better, Sam. Sam, why?
But, like... I don't like the fact he, like, took her potion... Like the one she was gonna put in to like help him with exams and everything.
Oh, that.
That one.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit, you know. And I think she was kind of blindsided in a way when he was like, do you want to see the lab? And then she's like, yeah, sure. Oh, a lab, I'd love to see a lab. And you're just kind of like, you need give to that chill. Bee a lab.
Bees love labs. I'm trying not to swear, guys.
That's fine. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. But then now and again, she has the kind of like, but my family uses natural ingredients and I should keep using natural ingredients and you're like the traitor of the family and...
They're not related.
No, like,
he uses synthetics instead of natural ingredients.
And kind of is the reason why they don't really have a business anymore.
Yeah, his granddad started the business?
Yeah, his granddad supposedly stole the cure from the Kemi family.
Yeah.
But it turns out it was actually the grandmother that made synthetic eye?
Something like that.
Or someone like that. And gave it to the
Asters
to win because she didn't want to use synthetic ingredients to win.
Mm.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think it's quite clever that their name is Kemi because it's kind of like chemistry in a way.
Yeah.
I think that's quite clever.
Mm. And I like how her brain is wired to think, here's an ingredient, here's what you can do with the ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Because people do think like that.
Yeah, it's like she kind of, she's learnt all this different stuff, and then when it's kind of like, I like how it explains, because it actually gives you some context in a way. So it's like, Illuvian Ivy, first truth serums and binding potions. So it's like, it's giving you a little insight into her brain as well, which I think is quite clever.
Princess Evelyn.
Yeah, Princess Evelyn. So like, she's basically in love with herself. So,
well, in love with her reflection.
Reflection, who she calls Lynn. Which, because they're both named Evelyn, because
she's in love with herself, her reflection.
And I find it quite cheesy. And quite cringy. Because, like, it's like,
I don't see why they could have just kept her in a room with mirrors and just given her food and been done with it.
Yeah, it's like, she felt her heart racing within her chest, but this time the feeling was pure agony. Why had Lynn not yet responded to her advances? Why did she still remain aloof? Did she not recognize the pain she was causing Eve? Was she so cold-hearted and mean-spirited that she couldn't see how every moment they were apart was tearing her to pieces.
Oop, ankles, oop.
And like, it's quite, it is kind of funny the way that, because it's like, this love potion is really just
Spocker.
taking its toll. No, so I said it was like a reality TV show because it was like, when she turned 16, they had started an audition process. Over 1,000 young men had signed up to try out for the part of her future husband. And then,
no LGBT representative!
Damn it! But
this is 2018, damn it!
But this is 20... Oh, did you say gay teen there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's also Pride Month.
I know! Damn. Sorry. Well, no, like, it's kind of like a reality TV show, like in, so like an audition process, it would be kind of like an X Factor for her, or like,
She Is Simon Cowell.
No, what's it called? What's the one that's like, no lighty, no likey?
That's it.
Take me out. Apart from everyone else is trying to impress her and she's the only girl there, and if she puts her light out, yeah, you're not going to be prince. And then it was the fact that Crown Magazine even ran a weekly hot or not chart ranking the latest suitors. And it was just...
Yeah, it feels very reality TV show.
Yeah.
At least it's not Love Island.
Oh, I don't have any time for Love Island, like, honestly.
I've not even given it a shot. I'm just like, no.
I think she falls a bit too hard for Zayn.
Mm.
In a way. She kind of crushes a lot.
Yeah. Well, thing is, before the kiss, you're not entirely sure. She's like, oh, my face flushes red, but I hate him. It's just like, well, make up your mind.
But like...
You're like never sure. You're like, do you like him or not?
And then she like gets like texts and stuff from him. And it's like, he keeps on kind of going, oh God, that came out wrong. My dad is threatened by you. Actually, so am I. But not for the reasons you think. Do you hate me now? And then she's kind of like, I can't help but laugh. Not only because it's like Zane has a window into my brain, but because he actually seems nervous. His bumbling texts seem more like something I would write. And in a way, you're kind of like, I kind of see. I quite liked when they were up on the mountain.
Yeah, that's...
And then finally they had to work together. Because it was like, okay, you're actually going to see a change in, Zoro, whatever his name is. Zol.
Zol, that was it.
Zol. Zol kind of finally realizes...
Well, after his ring explodes.
Yeah, that was quite funny. He was like, I'll just use my magic.
Boom!
And then Kirsty is just kind of like, well.
Did I not say?
I told you. I like how he gets to be proven wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like, not everything can be synthetic. Sometimes you have to use the normal ways. The like, everyday...
Methods.
But, like... I quite like when Zane removes his glamour.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that's quite nice in a way. But I wish he kept it off.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's still trying to...
Impress everyone else.
Yeah.
This is like, stop it.
Like, I think it would have been nicer if he just left it off and then kind of surprised other people, because it showed that he'd actually changed. Like,
he was still quite superficial
and like physically. I don't know if they do that in the next books or not, but would it be nice to see like a change in his character, and that makes sense. Like a progression of
character development.
Is character development, but at the same time
with who? I don't remember seeing character development.
You see it with Sam, because she finally gets confident in herself that she knows what she's doing.
She gets very brave at the end.
And like her bravery kind of grows. And then her like confidence in herself that she is a Kemi, she can do this, and it's what she's meant to do. And then she's even like kind of goes into the castle last minute and kind of all like, they've got it wrong! And I think it was quite... See, the thing that did it, that kind of knocked the character development of Zane, was when... Oh, what was it? It was after they came back.
And where then, he went on TV reports and said...
Yes! And you're like, come on! She finally gotten something she'd wanted! And you're just like, what? What? And then he just goes... Oh, yeah, what was it? Oh.
He says, I'm in love with Avelyn or... Avelyn? Evelyn, or whatever. After he had said to... That's the way I call her. Nora. That's the wrong series. After he said to Sam, he's like, yeah, we're just friends. They never liked her that way. And then he goes on live TV and he's like, oh, yeah, I love her. And she's like, well, poop.
I don't know.
I can see if this was a romance novel, how that progressed. I can see why it did that.
Yes.
Because that's my gripe with this book, is it's romance. It's so badly paced. The beginning has no indication of a romance. They do the... Like, there's time periods There's mm-hmm. the beginning, there's the happy time after the kiss, then there's the betrayal and hurt, and then the resolve.
Mm-hmm.
They did the happy time with the kiss and the betrayal a perfect amount of time. But yeah. the resolve was just so quick. He was like, hey, I'm back. Do you like me now? Yeah. Okay, good.
It's like she didn't even have any time to kind of go, I don't really trust you that much now. Or even if... What I would have wanted to see was him kind of thingy off his glamour and like leave it off. I kind of, so that's like a showing of change, but it's as if he's still under his father's control. So I don't know if that's why he put it back on again, but I would have liked it if like afterwards Sam was a bit more kind of like, I'm still not sure if I trust you properly, or even if he came through to like collect her and his glamour was off, because then it was as if it would be as if he's finally had the choice, okay, this is me, I'm showing you because I trust you, and we're going to walk out into this crowd together because this is who I want to be. Instead of being kind of like, oh, I still got my glamour on. Oh, yes, I'm this fabulous person. I have no, nothing wrong with me. I'm perfect in that way. And it's as if he just completely... It's like after she talks to Evelyn, it's like she's forgiven him already. And I don't really know about that.
I think she already forgiven him before... She went to go give Evelyn the potion. She was like, oh, I see what he's done. Ah, okay.
No, but at the same time, it's like, she only realised that.
She didn't forgive him. She realised that she hasn't forgiven him.
Yeah.
I would have liked just a whole other chapter, because they shoved the ending in too quickly. Like, quick, Evelyn's better. Oh my god, hi, we're friends now. Look, Zane's back. Hey!
Or just even if they had a chapter of them kind of getting back to normal life, or like even kind of like, okay, so...
Or Zane doing something to apologise.
Yes, or like going to the shop and having to apologise to her in front of her family.
Yeah.
Because like, then there would be that kind of...
Rekindling,
and like he would have to come to her. It would have to be the other way around. So... In a way, that would be nice if it was like she went back to her family and then they had a little mini celebration, and then it was the he had to come to her,
and then they had the ball thing.
Kind of thing. Or like, even if she was like, I'm not sure if I'm ready to forgive you, and then you just want like a little more.
Yeah, because maybe that's why it's a trilogy. Because there's more.
But, like, I want to... In a way, I want to see what happens. But in a way, I'm, like, I'm not overly invested in these characters. Like, fine. They got together in the end. That's great. Okay, I hope they're happy. But it's one of those things... It's just... I don't think it's gonna last in that relationship kind of thing. I think, do you know what would have been cool? I was thinking this possibly was gonna happen, but see the evil aunt, sister, person, I don't remember her name.
She's the king's sister who's trying to ruin everything, by the way. We haven't mentioned her yet.
Yes. What's her name?
I can't remember.
I think it starts with an E.
I thought it started with an S.
Amelia Thoth.
That was it.
Yes, she's like the evil kind of character. Mm-hmm. I don't think you see her enough.
No, she's just kind of like, hi, hello, I set something afire, bye.
Like, I would have liked to see her become more... I think the best attack of hers was when she kind of hurt the Yeda. Who's like the guide up in the mountains. I thought that was quite, it was kind of like, is she actually going to kill someone?
Oh my god.
But then
I think it would have been quite interesting if Amelia had worked with the princess.
Mm.
Like, if they had contact back and forth beforehand,
yeah.
And then she was going to do the love potion, but then, fair enough, it went wrong, blah, 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 she ended up poisoning, but, like, she wanted to, like, rule with her aunt?
Something like that.
Something like that. I would like to see something like that. Something
like a bigger plan to it.
Yeah.
It seemed a bit, I'm just going to make use of this. Hello.
Because I don't really know where Amelia went afterwards.
She got arrested.
Did she get arrested?
Yeah, they managed to catch her and arrest her again.
Yeah.
I can't remember when or where. I think it was in the mountains, because I think a helicopter found her.
I'm not sure. But I would have liked to see something like that. So, like, they, like, turned on the king or something like that. Or, like, even if she, like, did it on purpose.
Mm.
Or something like that. Something a bit more...
She played a role in the, like, plot.
Because Amelia was just kind of like, I want to take over the kingdom. She could have just killed the princess.
Mm. She did just, she was just there to up the ante a little.
Yeah. Because, like, how her part in the hunt was just to
destroy
all
the evidence.
Other ones. Which was a bit.
It was a bit sad when she set the pink ivy on fire.
Oh, the pink jasmine.
The pink
jasmine.
Jasmine. And she set that on fire, and I was like, no! The siblings! That was their family.
Mm-hmm.
They're related to plants. They're not.
I thought it was quite sad that she had to, like, break up from her, like, friend. I thought that was not nice, but it was kind of like she had to choose. Did she want to rebuild her family's reputation and win this?
Mm.
Or, like, stay with her friend, but then possibly lose it, all this other stuff. And the fact they got back together and they had that kind of heart-to-heart in a way, and it was like, okay, it wasn't like, oh, hello, oh, I forgive you, everything's okay, yay, let's be best.
She was still very salty at her, wasn't she?
Yes, there was still that kind of like,
you
abandoned
me.
We were supposed to be working together. I know there, it was going to be get to a point that we had to separate, but we were still working as a team. So, I thought that was well done. So, overall, out of 5 stars, what would you give the book?
Like, maybe a 3.5. Maybe a 3.
Yeah.
Like, not stellar.
I thought it was... I think for younger kids... Because I remember really enjoying it when I was younger.
But now we're grumpy.
But now I'm kind of getting into more analysing stuff. And I like stuff with a bit more, like, there's a layer, like, a lot of layers to characters.
Like an onion.
Like an onion, yes. But...
Or like a cake. Everybody likes cake.
Yeah. I don't know if she develops more of the characters or more of the storyline in the following books.
I don't know. I might read them, but I have a backlog of stuff I want to read.
It wouldn't be my first choice to go and get the other books.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it was fine. But yeah, I think 3 out of 5 is fair. But yeah. So, that was... Oh! Just...
What has she remembered?
Oh, no. So, at the end of every episode of this podcast, I find out a fun fact that is supposedly relevant to what we have been reading.
Oh.
So, as there was magic in this book... My fun fact for this episode is that the most expensive magic show ever staged cost $35.7 million.
Holy cow.
I would be paying that for a magic show. No.
Who was it? Houdini?
I have no idea. Also, this is another one. An extra fact, if you will. Be excited. Harry Houdini actually died on Halloween 1926.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
Woo! So, that was your fun fact for this episode.
Two fun facts.
Two fun facts! Exactly, extra fun factiness.
Yee!
That was slightly cringy, but we'll leave that in, because... So, thank you very much for listening. This has been episode 2 of the Books and Cakes podcast. Thank you very much for coming on my podcast.
You're very welcome.
This is a lovely moment.
You can't see it. But they're all in pet.
Next week on Books and Cake, the podcast, there's going to be another book and some more cake and some more fun facts. To keep up with all the information and different sneak peeks for everything else that's going on with the podcast and my blog, there are links below to all the social medias, my Twitter, my Instagram, and of course my blog. If you would like to buy the book that we're reading about, which was The Potion Diaries, Amy...
We have not sold it very well to you, but if you still want to buy it...
If you would like to read it, I've put links down below, and...
Buy the Iron Fae series, it's really good.
If you would also like to read Chloe's favourite book series, then I will also link that down below. And apart from that, thank you for listening, and I will see you next week on Books and Cake, the podcast!
Peace out, y'all!